Welcome to DFS Hand Building with The Plumster. Today we're going to go over the Sunday, February 14th NBA DFS slate. It's a big one. It's a 9-gamer for a Sunday. Since the Super Bowl is over, it's kind of NBA time, Daytona 500 day. Happy Daytona Day, by the way. So what we're going to do is we're going to go position by position, look at who's a good play, where some value may be. If we're able to go, you know, heavy stars and scrubs, it is early, obviously, so there's going to be a lot of news to come out on a 9-gamer. So don't build your lineups now and leave them set. A lot can happen. There's a lot of cute tags out there, and you got to watch the news throughout the day. I follow the news god, actually, on Twitter. This man comes up with has all of the information. He's an awesome old guy. You want to have a good lineup, make sure you're following the news guy. This guy has all the info before the teams do. Somehow he's plugged in better than anybody I've ever seen. So we'll start it off here at the point guard position over on DK 11-1, Luka against Portland. I mean, that's unbelievable the matchup. You gotta like Luka here. LeBron with his Q tag is normal against Denver, 10-2. Can't hate it. Dame against Dallas, 9,600. Looking like a solid play. Dallas has no defense to speak of. They both play fast. Love Dame here. De'Aaron Fox missed the last game. He has this one coming up against Memphis. If he were to sit, Tyrese Halliburton looks like one of the best plays on the slate. LaMelo Ball against San Antonio. We saw Devontae Graham come back last game, and LaMelo still played well. 8,700 seems expensive, but he would definitely be a good play for GPPs. SGA is out again, as well as CJ and Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday has COVID, so we're going to have to keep an eye on all that. Fred VanVleet for the value. Fred VanVleet, 8,300 against Minnesota in a pace-up matchup. Don't hate it whatsoever. Could be a little contrarian compared to the other guys up there. Chris Paul against Orlando. I don't love it. 7,700. I think I'll pivot off that. John Moran against Sacramento. Still waiting for that huge upside game. Ja hasn't quite been the same since he's come back from COVID and an ankle sprain. He's starting to get the minutes back up a little bit. He was down in the low 30s. He's starting to see those minutes climb. So we're going to keep monitoring that. Not a bad GPP play. Terry Rozier had the blow-up game. Now he's priced up to 7,400. I don't think I'm going to chase that. I'm going to leave that there. Kyle Lowry, 7,300. Don't love it. I feel like you can't play him and Fred VanVleet. So I think you got to pick one. Most people probably go to Lowry because he's cheaper, but I really like Fred. Murray is questionable against Lakers. That could open up more value. If he were to sit like a Monte Morris, so we're gonna have to monitor Jamal Murray. Hamidou Diallo still in play, 7,100, but his price tag is really, really getting up there. You're gonna have to really think about that one against Milwaukee. Tough matchup, but a high pace matchup. And in blowout run, if it were one, I think Diallo still plays. Let's see, DeJounte Murray with all the guys back, the 6-7 steal upside game is rare. I'm gonna probably leave that there too. Lonzo, not a bad play against Detroit, but his price is getting up there. Like I said, Halliburton, don't hate him. If Fox is out, his price is starting to climb. D'Angelo Russell is also out, so we're gonna be looking at some Malik Beasley when we get to shooting guard position. Lou Will, won't touch him. 6,300 against the Cavs, no way. Colin Sexton, price is starting to climb again against the Clippers. No Paul George, I don't hate it. Rubio, gotta like him. 6K, no D'Angelo Russell. Delon Wright with Derrick Rose out of Detroit, can't hate it. Devontae Graham, 6,100, I'm not a fan. I haven't played Dennis Schroeder all year. I'm going to continue not to. Gary Trent's listed as a point guard. Probably their second best scorer. I could see it. Cole Anthony's questionable. If he's out, that could open up some value. Darius Garland, 5,600, I actually prefer him over Colin Sexton for $1,000 savings. Eric Bledsoe, not a fan. Reggie Jackson, also 5,300, too expensive. Dante DiVincenzo, if he can get the run, maybe. But we'll see. I'm not a huge DiVincenzo guy, for DraftKings at least. He's the Delaware Jordan, if you guys didn't know that. Derek White, 5100 is in play. Tail Maledon's out again, so that's going to open up some value. Michael Carter-Williams, if Cole Anthony were to sit, is squarely in play. Frank Mason's out again. He burned everybody a couple nights ago. Monte Morris, 4200. Even if Jamal Murray doesn't play, I think Monte Morris is in play in GPP. And now we're getting down here into the value. Maybe RJ Hampton is a flyer if Jamal Murray were to sit. DJ Augustine hasn't been playing as much as I thought he would with Drew Holiday out. Tyus Jones potentially with no DeAnthony Melton. But for the most part, and I guess you can throw a flyer at Jalen Brunson and GPPs, but for the most part, that's going to wrap it up for the point guard position. Now we should get over here to shooting guard. Paul George is out. SGA is out. Those are the two most expensive guys at the position. Devin Booker, 8,200 against Orlando. I don't love it. He just hasn't been getting the same numbers with Chris Paul in the game. Middleton is in play, 7,800. No Drew Holiday. Shots will come. Malik Beasley, like I said before, is 7,300. His price is starting to climb, but he is in play against Toronto with D'Angelo Russell. Buddy Hield, man, I don't know. I can't play Buddy Hield at 7K. Norman Powell, we needed to know news on OG and Anunoby before we can play Norman Powell at 6,900. Even if he is out, I still don't really love it. Tyrese Halliburton sitting here, man. There's no De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton would be the man. Anthony Edwards' price is starting to climb, too. He's more of a – they basically redrafted Andrew Wiggins. I mean, this guy doesn't do anything but score. 6,200, a little expensive. No way I'm playing Terrence Ross, 6,100. Josh Jackson's playing time's up for Detroit, 6K, but that's expensive. Like I said, Gary Trent, really like him. Evan Fournier is questionable. If he were to play, I do like him at 5,700. But I would – he's been in and out of the lineup a lot lately, so I wouldn't bank on him playing. Dylan Brooks is, again, another type of – he's in the Wiggins category for me. All points, no peripherals, so I'm out. He could have that massive blow-up game, but I don't expect it. GPP only. Lou Dort, 5,300. His price is starting to really climb. That's going to be tough for him to pay that off. Josh Richardson at 5K. I don't hate it, but when you have Luka and Porzingis healthy, there's not much else to go around. Dwayne Bacon, if Evan Fournier is out, is somewhat in play at 4,800, but don't love it. Tim Hardaway Jr.'s price is all the way down to 4,600. If I were to take a flyer on a Dallas guy, I guess it would be Tim Hardaway Jr., but his minutes have been down, but his price hasn't been this low in maybe a year or two. I can't remember last time. His minutes are way down. The guy I like down here would be Grayson Allen. I mean, yeah, he's Grayson Allen, but there's a lot. Like, Desmond Bane's out. DeAnthony Melton's out. There's just really nobody to help Ja Morant over in Memphis, so you got to consider him. Brim Forbes at 3,700, probably the last guy I'll mention, but he's starting. He's not very good, but he is what he is. And I guess Devin Vassell's not a terrible play. He if you need a true punt, his minutes are all over the place. My favorite shooting guard probably be Beasley or Middleton if you're paying up. So move on to small forward position here. LeBron questionable as always. He'll play against Denver. It's a primetime matchup. I like that. Kawhi Leonard, no PG, still under 10K. Gotta like that. Brent Ingram's price continues to be in that mid 8K range. I should just drop down about $600-$700 against Detroit. We've noticed Zion getting more ball handling duties over the last about 10 games. I'm starting to fade on Brandon Ingram. I was playing them all a lot early in the season, and I'm really starting to fade off that. DeMar DeRozan against Charlotte, 8K. Probably still too cheap. Don't hate it. Gordon Hayward against San Antonio. All the guys are back in Charlotte, so his price isn't quite where it should be. I think he's a little too expensive, but he is always in play. He's a 25-4-5 guy, so I don't hate him. Jeremy Grant, 7,400. I'm going to keep playing this guy. Nobody plays him. He's the whole team, especially now without Derrick Rose. Jeremy Grant is all of Detroit. I'm going to keep playing Jeremy Grant. Let's get Aaron Gordon out again. Harrison Barnes, nobody plays this guy either. This dude is just playing massive minutes. I mean, against Memphis in a pretty fast-paced matchup, 6,700. is not a terrible play. Mikal Bridges, 6,600, untouchable. I mean, this guy is truly reliant on stocks, you know, steals and blocks, and that those stats are not, and he doesn't score it that well. And the guy below him is the same exact person, Ogie Anunoby. He's questionable. If he doesn't play, we'll have to look at Norm Powell, maybe Pascal Siakam. But again, I can't play Ogie at 5,500 probably. Yeah, Kyle Kuzma, no way, 6,400, absolutely not. Even if Anthony Davis was to sit, I still am not playing him at that price. Lomo, Kyle Anderson, nope. Now here's where we really get interesting. There's no Will Barton, so Michael Porter Jr. is all the way down at $5,900. I've never seen him under 6K this season. He will be my favorite play on the slate if Jamal Murray's out. If Jamal Murray plays, I'll still like him. But if Jamal Murray's out, he's my favorite play on the slate. Kelvin Johnson, 5,600. This dude's been up and down. Pop, he messes with his minutes almost more than anybody. I'm not a big fan. Questionable is James Ennis, 5,200. I'd never pay 5,200 for James Ennis. Even if the whole Magic team was out and he was the only player on the team, still wouldn't do it. Miles Bridges, 5,100. Nah. Nicholas Batum is interesting at 4,900 with no PG-13. I don't hate it. Same with Marcus Morris Sr. He's not going to start, but he will get all the second, like the sixth man off the bench type of role with Lou Will. Dorian Finney-Smith, 4,600. He's going to play massive minutes. This is more of the ideal spot you play a guy like this at 4,600. I don't love it, but if he gets you 10 boards and 3 steals, he could be in play. Zeke Bey is playing a little bit more for Detroit, but 4,400 is way too expensive. Talen Horton-Tucker, 3,900, not terrible, but I'd rather just go down $100 to Derrick Jones Jr., who's going to play the minutes. And that's probably where I leave the small forward position. Like I said, Will the Thrill Barton, man, out. Let's fire up my MPJ regardless of Jamal Murray news. We'll move on to power forward position here. Giannis, 10-9 against OKC. I don't see it. OKC is very banged up, and I don't know. I'm not paying 10-9 for a guy that might only play 29 minutes, even though he could get there. I'm not doing it. Anthony Davis against Denver. He has Achilles tendinosis, which means he may be on the verge of tearing his Achilles. So they're going to be super careful with him in a matchup against Denver. That's a vital Western Conference matchup. He may go. 9,300 is not a bad opportunity for Anthony Davis, but I'm scared off by that injury. I don't know if I want to play this man. Kristaps Porzingis has been balling out of late, 8,500 against Portland, who has nobody to defend him. Maybe Robert Covington, but fast-paced matchup. You got to look at the zinger here. Zion playing a lot of point lately for Detroit or for New Orleans against Detroit, 8,100. They have no answer for this guy. Zion is one of my favorite plays on the slate. Siakam, 7,900 in a pace-up matchup against Minnesota. I absolutely love Siakam here. He's been coming on of late, making a late push for the All-Star game. I don't think he's quite going to get there, but I don't hate it. Brandon Clark's questionable now. He's been out for a while. If he were to play, I wouldn't say he's in play because he's been out for so long. He'll probably be on a minutes limit. That'll take away some of the other Memphis value. There's Bazley, 6,100 against Milwaukee. It's not a great matchup for the man. 6,100, his price has come up quite a bit. I'm not a fan. Blake Griffin, 5,800. His price is starting to climb, too, now that Derrick Rose and that is gone. I don't love it. Carmelo, 5,700. I mean, he's, again, the Wiggins category, 22-2. I can't pay 5,700 for that. He was just 4,400 last week. Kenrich Williams, who's going to play a lot of point for OKC's price is up to 5,400. He was like 3,700 about 8 days ago. I can't pay that for him. Robert Covington, 5,300. I don't hate it because he can get you there in threes and stocks and boards. Covington's in play. Kaminsky's price is all the way up to 5K. I will never pay 5K for Frank Kaminsky. Rudy Gay, 4,700 with no LaMarcus Aldridge isn't terrible. Jay Crowder, he is a boom or bust guy lately. 4,700, no way. Torian Prince has been starting for the Cavs. Not doing much with it, but he's starting. And he's small forward, power forward, eligible. 4,500, I don't hate it. But I see Kleba, 4,300. He's in play. Isaiah Roby burned everybody last week. Nobody wants to play this guy anymore. 4K. He's probably actually in play, unfortunately. Ken Birch, I hate this man on the basketball court. Could be a great guy, but I don't play this guy. I'd rather just play Derrick Jones. All right, so actually, let's go back up. My favorite play in the power forward positions, obviously Zion. Any center eligible, so that's cool. So I'd say pay up. It's Zion. It's Siakam, or if you just want to play Jeremy Grant. Those are my favorite plays at the power forward position. If you pay up, if you pay down, it'd be Michael Porter Jr. again, Covington. Boom, that'd be about it. All right, so we'll move over to center position. Obviously, you got Giannis. Jokic in a great spot against the Lakers. He didn't play that well against them last time, but it's still Jokic, and he can do whatever he wants with the basketball. He's the best offensive center maybe I've ever seen. 10-7, that's actually kind of cheap for him. Vooch, 9,800, that price is starting to climb. Against DeAndre Ayton defense, you can't hate that. It's going to be a slower-paced matchup, though, but he's doing everything for them. So he's squarely in play. Karl-Anthony Towns against Toronto. His minutes have actually been there since he's returned. I thought he'd be on a minutes limit, seeing that he was having lung issues. But I don't know if I can play him. Well, 9,400, I just think there's better ways to spend. Andre Drummond against the Clippers. Two-headed monster of Serge Ibaka and Ivica Zubac. Is in play, but his minutes have been down lately, and I don't know if I want to waste 7,700 there. If Jonas Valanciunas plays 27 minutes against Sacramento at 7,400, he could put up 80 points. I mean, this Sacramento front court is brutal, terrible. I don't hate Jonas whatsoever. He'll be a little contrarian. Below him is Enes Kanter at 7,200. He's getting all the center run for the Blazers against Willie Cauley-Stein. Again, these two guys are probably my favorite two at their price points. J-Val and Cancer. You go down, DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he's going to have to step out a lot. He's not going to be down low getting the boards like he normally does, because he's going to be out on the wing and on three-point line trying to hang with Vooch. He's going to have too much defense matchup. Don't love it. Al Horford's usage is like over 30% with all these guys off the court for OKC. And they've been off the court, and they're going to continue to be off the court, at least for tonight's game. So it's 6,900. Al Horford is totally in play, especially that you can play two centers on DK. Chris Boucher, his price is coming back up. This guy is like a yo-yo, man. 1 minute he's 7K, the next minute he's 4,400. Nick Nurse does not like this man. He does not like playing this man. But when he does play, he's very productive, and he's the best center. And his blocks upside is up there with Miles Turner's. 6,800, great, great play against Minnesota. I mean, you can promise me 24 to 26 minutes at 6,800, he's worth it, because he's in that range lately with the minutes. Love Chris Boucher. Mason Plumlee's questionable. That could open up some more Isaiah Stewart run for you, which I'm sure is going to be a lot of fun. I probably won't touch that again. Jared Allen. Minutes are starting to climb a little bit, but that's just such a weird situation. 6,500 is a pretty expensive tag to play, especially against a decent Clippers front court. Let's see, Noah Aldridge, Montrezl Harrell, 6K. Nah. Rashawn Holmes against Memphis. He's probably in play at 5,700, but I don't love it. PJ Washington's questionable, so that could open up some more run for a Cody Zeller. He's been just not. PJ Washington's been in our lineup a lot lately, and I don't love it for PJ. Serge, I don't really play Serge that much because his minutes are kind of in the low 20s for 5,300. He can get there, but he just doesn't play the minutes. Naz Reid is no longer in play, and he's still 5,100. Don't touch him. Steven Adams at 4,900 is in play against Detroit. His minutes haven't been there that much either. They've been playing a lot of Hernan Gomez as well. If you want a flyer, I guess Adams could get there against Detroit, 22 minutes. I never play Brook Lopez. I'm going to continue to never play Brook Lopez. Bobby Portis is interesting at 7,600. He's power forward eligible as well. If you believe in the narrative that OKC's terrible and Milwaukee's good, he should get 25 to 26 minutes. He could get there. Hassan Whiteside, that's a fun experience. 4,200, yeah, 20 minutes, he can get a 50. So think about that. Sarge is back, so that's going to kind of screw up that Suns backup rotation. Like I said, Isaiah Stewart, if you want to throw your money away again, you can play him. If there's no Mason Plumlee, he'll probably get you 5 points and one rebound. He's 3,600, so if you want to fire that up again. Bismack Biyombo, if there's no P.J. Washington's in play, 3,300. I don't love it. He's in play. Dwight Powell's lost his rotations. He's barely playing at all anymore. since coming back from that Achilles injury, and Willie Cauley-Stein, who's 3,300s, getting in the 20s in minutes lately. So close to 20. If you want, you can play Willie Cauley-Stein if you like throwing your money away. Marcus All is actually, I heard a stat from Wendy, he has the lowest points per game total for anybody that started over 10 games this season. That's like four. So I will never play Marcus All again. He's RIP to my DFS career. So basically, going back over the plate, my favorite plays, I would say probably Vooch, Kawhi, Zion, obviously, Michael Porter Jr., Vooch, Enes Kanter. Gonna love those three centers, man. Vooch, J-Val. I'm just probably gonna rotate those three centers and toss in some Grant, toss in some Zion in the power forward, small forward spot. That OKC value that we've had over the last 2 weeks is kind of gone. I mean, for the most part, they're getting expensive. Halliburton, if there's no De'Aaron Fox, but that's gonna be a later. The game's in Sacramento. That's one of the last tips of the night. So kind of good luck picking out that, because if you play him and De'Aaron Fox plays, that is not going to be a good situation at 6,600. Malik Beasley is not a terrible play. There's not that much value right now, but there will be some opening up, I'm sure, throughout the night. We got to watch Murray news, PJ Washington news, James Ennis news, crazy enough. So as we watch throughout the night, we'll see what kind of news comes out. But that's kind of my favorite play probably on the slate is Michael Porter Jr. and Zion. And then at the center position, I'm just gonna, like I said, rotate through those three and hope they hit. If I pay up, it's gonna be probably for Luka of the three, say big three or big four: Luka, Giannis, Jokic, LeBron. Probably gonna be Luka, but I wouldn't hate saving $1,500 to go to Dame. I mean, Luka's been playing well lately; his 3-point shots coming around, but Dame is Dame. He can. No CJ, he can go off at any given point. He's been balling lately. And I think he heard the rumblings of MVP voting, and he's not even in the top 10. So I think Dame's gonna come out firing after that. So I do like Dame and Luka for pay up options. So well, that'll probably do it today, man. Let's have a good slate. Enjoy the Daytona 500. Have fun drinking some beer, watching some NASCAR, and then getting ready for some hoops and sweating that hoops out tonight. Hopefully we have no more Isaiah Roby, Tyler Hero situations where they're ruled out after lock and they're in our lineups. So let's hope the NBA gets better with that. Like I said, follow the news guide. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Killabrew, like Harmon, 27, K-I-L-L, Brew. REW 27 on Twitter. Follow me. I'm gonna keep trying to post these kind of quick hitting DFS hand building sort of lineups. Keep on listening, man. We're gonna keep this rolling. All right. Have a good Daytona 500 day.